Baz and AJ in the morning.
All right, let's go to this guy. He does weekends on 95.9 The Fox for fun.
Right.
Okay. But in his real life, he does some important stuff. But he also knew this. He knows some stuff. Let's start with Westport Party Zero. Sam Hendel is on the phone. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Were you at Party Zero?
No, luckily I was not at Party Zero. I do have a number of friends who are there. And luckily everyone's doing okay right now. But I do want to echo the seriousness of the virus that, you know, the people who are there, you know, sort of and a few very brave people have come forward and told their story about what they experienced. And it's definitely, this is not the flu. It's much worse than the flu. Some people get mild symptoms and others were really knocked down and are still struggling, you know, a couple of weeks out.
That Party Zero was a 40th birthday party, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I heard it happened on a Saturday. Did we know this Saturday that this party happened? Did we know coronavirus was a thing?
Yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of misinformation out there. The party was actually on a Thursday.
Okay.
So there was a party the week before on a Saturday that was also a 40th birthday party.
Okay.
And I actually was at that party. And nobody got sick there. That was kind of right before coronavirus was becoming a thing at that first party. But it wasn't like, you know, people were practicing mild social distancing. So elbow bumps instead of high fives,
right,
things like that. And the actual party was, I think, 5 or 6 days later on a Thursday, and that was only 40 people. So I think there's some confusion going on about which party was which, because they were both 40th birthday parties.
Okay.
And they happened about a week apart.
Okay. And then that birthday party where this happened, I heard it. All right. So it happened on a Thursday. I heard by Monday, half the people in attendance had coronavirus.
That's right. I think about three days later, 20 people out of the 40 at the party started feeling symptoms.
Were you invited to the party?
I was not. I don't know the host personally. So my wife's pregnant, so we've been staying at home and relaxing. And I think, you know, the seriousness of it, once people started getting, you know, the wind that it had come to Westport, everyone's taking the social distancing very, very seriously. Including, you know, finally the high school kids. I think the first selectman, Marpy's done a very nice job of, you know, scaring people, and rightfully so.
So the folks that have become ill with coronavirus from that party, are any of them in that high risk category?
You know, they're mainly in the sort of late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
It was parents of young kids who were at that party for the most part, is my understanding.
Right.
And, you know, everyone's doing okay now, but, you know, there were a few people who have come out and publicly told their stories, and you got to give them credit for being brave. There's no stigma in getting this. This is, you know, it's very contagious, and it's you know, I think we're the number one, you know, town in Connecticut for this right now. And it kind of started at that party and people going out and not knowing they were sick. So it's no one's fault, but it's been pretty difficult. And I think, you know, the town's response has been great. People are trying to support local business. A website was started, onewestport.com, and people are really trying to, you know, keep the local businesses alive and stay in their homes.
Sam Hendel, we're
seeing good things, you know, by the community.
Right. Sam Hendel, he's president of 11 Easterly Partners and co-founder of Data Miner. You saw this financial crisis coming, right?
Yeah, I spoke, you know, I was on CNBC in late January just talking about the possible ramifications. I never thought it would be this bad. But, you know, sort of the risk to supply chain, and sort of the overall economy, and, you know, it's a really tough decision to keep people at home, but it's the right one. And I think, you know, the financial markets are going to be challenged, and businesses, large businesses, small businesses, for the next couple of months, and hopefully we can, you know, start leaving our houses soon. But it's going to take a little bit.
Yeah. The folks who are listening who have 401ks that were dinged pretty hard, how long do you think before that comes back?
Yeah.
I think it's just a guess.
Sure. So the way I think about it is, if you have long-term money in the market, it's not the time to panic. Most of these businesses are going to be just okay, and this is a It's a short-term shock to the system. It's likely to last, the economic ramifications are likely to last, for a year at least. But, if you own good businesses, you own good companies in your 401k, I wouldn't sell them. I wouldn't go crazy selling. Short-term, there's going to be some challenge here. But if you're investing for 20, 30 years, close your eyes and hold your stocks.
The coronavirus response of Dataminr, a company that you co-founded. Tell me about that.
Sure. So the company, we started in 2009 with two of my college roommates, and we basically take Twitter and other social media and find breaking news. So we sell that information to financial clients, to government agencies, and the news media in partnership with Twitter and other corporates. And so we basically have kind of anyone with a cell phone is a journalist, and we get that information in real time and send it to our clients. So we're currently working with the CDC, Health and Human Services, the World Health Organization, which we do as a pro bono. We have a relationship with the UN where we give our software for free.
The UN, huh?
Yep, and World Health Organization is part of that. And we're effectively sort of a layer of localized responses. So we can sort of see in local areas when there's chatter about coronavirus, we can reflect that to our partners so they can respond quickly. Wow. And know that there might be an outbreak in certain areas.
This is what he was doing in college, AJ.
I know, yeah.
What were you doing in college?
Majoring in lunch.
That's right.
In college, I was doing other things. We started after college, but college, okay. I was busy doing some more fun stuff.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Got away.
All right, gotcha.
Don't worry about it.
You had
cool.
A well-rounded life.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Then your show on the Fox, 95.9 The Fox on the weekends, called Playlist Junkie.
Yeah. So I started doing that in January. It's a lot of I really do it for fun. I've been making playlists for. God.
Sam, you're not doing it for the money?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't get paid. I do it for fun. Every Sunday night, 95.9 The Fox at 8 o'clock.
All right.
This week I'm doing a theme on things to do at home when you're bored with the coronavirus.
Nice.
Okay. Well, drinking songs, basically.
You guys can use your imagination, but there are some good songs that correspond to some of those things.
Oh, I love it. All right, Sam, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Jazz and AJ in the morning.